Hello again to you, all of you out there, and I hope you're all tuned in on your super heterodyne receivers for a moment or two from those ever-interesting days of the British dance bands. The first record is one of those smaller 8-inch Edison Bell Radio 78s, and it's by one of the bands that only occasionally is featured on these programs. So this is an answer to those of you who write to ask that I include them from time to time. In this case, it's the Blue Jays, which was just one of many variations used by Harry Hudson for the many recordings he made as musical director for Edison Bell between 1927 and 1932. This particular item was cut in November 1930, so it's very nearly 60 years old. In the orchestra are such notable names as Max Goldberg, Ted Heath, Sid Phillips, George Malacrino, Les Allen, Mantovani possibly, and Sam Brown, who is the vocalist for You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me.
If the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. If the sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you've brought a new kind of love to me.
Hudson and his orchestra recording as the Blue Jays, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, with Sam Brown, the vocalist. That was 1930. This now is 1932, and it's a little odd request that came in from John Lowther of Weardale Avenue, Forest Hall, Newcastle-upon-Tyne, who seems to know his stuff. He writes, "Would you please play for me Decca K 645, the duet by Al Boley and Elsie Carlisle from John Watts' Songs from the Shows on the 7th of March 1932. I said a little odd request. Well, little is the operative word. Here's John Watt.
Now, Eddie Cantor's famous song from Ziegfeld's film, Whoopee. My baby just cares for me.
My baby don't care for show. My baby don't care for flow. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for fun and laces. My baby don't care for kind old places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me."
Well, Is that really all you wanted from that record, Mr. Lowther? Very modest of you, I think. Only 47 seconds worth. But if you're an Al Bowley fan, as so many others are, then I hope you'll join them, and particularly Mrs. Evelyn Parker of Earls Cone, Colchester in Essex, for an Al Bowley Ray Noble recording made in February 1934 and used, so Mrs. Parker tells me, for The Shining, which was on TV, but which I'm afraid I didn't manage to see. Here's Midnight, The Stars, and You. Record that is Midnight, the Stars, and You, Ray Noble's arrangement to feature Al Bowley and the orchestra's pianist Harry Jacobson. A couple of piano players on the next one, that dazzling twosome, Ivor Morton and Dave Cade. This one is for Elizabeth Kemp of Burstow near Hawley. That's in Surrey, is it not? Elizabeth Kemp says that fed up with TV, she turned to her radio and found this program, much to her delight. What you've been missing, dear lady, all these years. The request is for the well-known Temptation Rag, never performed better than by Harry Roy's orchestra, with the aforementioned Ivor Morton and Dave Kay, at the two pianos, on January the 4th, 1935. Thank you. the Harry Roy Orchestra, as well as Ivor Morton and Dave Kay in Temptation Rag. All of them immaculate. The next request is also for a 1935 record, and it comes from H. Lovett of Appleby Road, Kendal, in Cumbria, who would like to hear again a very popular tune of the mid-30s, Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart, one of the many hits by the songwriting team of Sigler, Goodhart and Hoffman, who are Americans and worked a lot over here in Britain. Ambrose and his orchestra and vocalist Jack Cooper made this recording in November 1935.
My heart. Every creature seems to take a part. The birds in the sky keep in time when they fly way up high as they migrate in spring. Even spring begins in rhythm with my heart. Makes no difference where I go, on land or on sea. All hearts are dancing with me, they understand. Everyone's in tempo, even children at play. The world is happy and gay, it's grand. Everything's in rhythm with my heart. The rhythm is sweet, even crowds in the street move their feet to the beat of my song. Everything's in rhythm with my heart.
Chord, Ambrose and Jack Cooper, Everything's in Rhythm with My Heart, for Mr. Lovett in Cumbria, where resides the vocalist on the next record. This one has been asked for by John Dundon of Grafton Road, Dagenham in Essex. Mr. Dundon, I think I've found a copy of the Sam Brown item you mentioned, but it isn't to hand just at the moment. If it turns up, I'll include it in the near future. In the meantime, this is one of the other records that you listed, Roy Fox and his orchestra in April 1937, with the vocal by that Cumbrian resident, as I mentioned, Denny Dennis. This is In the Sweet Long Ago.
A boy in love, a girl in love, they used to meet in the sweet long ago, and they would dream beside a stream in the sweet long ago. And he'd confess his happiness to someone fair as a rare cameo. Her eyes revealed what lips concealed in the sweet long ago. Ivy was clinging to a church kissed by the sun. Voices were singing as two hearts blended into one. And I'm the boy, and you're the girl. And as we stand hand in hand, dear, I know I love you still. I always will, as in the sweet long ago.
In the suite long ago. Soon after I returned from holiday towards the end of November, sadly, I had to assemble that Henry Hall tribute. Of course, there were many suggested items for inclusion, both well-known and lesser-known records. And of course, it was impossible to fit in a large number of them. This one, for instance, which is one of the recordings already on LP. Whether still in the catalogue, I'm not sure. It's an orchestral medley titled Hallmarks, recorded, incidentally, at the Pavilion, Bournemouth, in July 1938.
Thank you.
Henry Hall's hallmarks, which were Miss Annabel Lee, Bye Bye Blackbird, and Hi Diddle Diddle. I recently received a communication from someone closely connected with Henry Hall, which will be of interest to his many fans, who continually ask for this particular person's records with Henry. Do try to listen in next week when all will be revealed, as they say. But to end our Dance Band Day selection this evening, a record for Mr. H. Berwick of Manor Close, Nottingham, who is a Dorothy Carlos fan. You and thousands of others, sir. Incidentally, that Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square that I played back in August was not Dorothy with Ambrose. She was singing with Geraldo. I think Dorothy only made one record with Ambrose, and that was in 1942, and I think the title was I Threw a Kiss in the Ocean. Anyway, you wanted to know who the other girl was who appeared with Dorothy and Geraldo during the war when they visited your desert camp. Well, to the best of our knowledge, it was Ruth Howard. She didn't record any solos with Geraldo, but she was in the vocal group. However, I'll sort out a recording of hers sometime. Meanwhile, for you and others, here's Dorothy and Geraldo in August 1941 with, appropriately, Sand in My Shoes. Gently easing us out of this week's collection of Dance Band Days numbers until a further selection of your requests next week.